I'm Masindi Mbekwana. I'm 25 years old now. I got TB for 1 month now.
Masindi lives in the township of Philippi, in the Western Cape of South Africa.
I was working before, but now I stopped work. So my life has changed everything. And I got baby, so there's no one who's going to support my baby now. So my life is like changed.
South Africa as a whole has amongst the highest rates of tuberculosis in the world, with 450,000 people infected in 2014. Townships like Philippi are hotspots for the disease and see high rates of transmission.
My old sister, she was hep TB, and I was staying with her with the same house. I was sleeping with her with the same room. That's why I get TB. But I don't blame her because she's not her fault. I'm very worried to give other sisters. I'm staying with my family, so I'm very worried about that.
The challenge when controlling both the disease and its transmission is the bacteria's ability to go into hiding. So you don't always know just who's infected.
Because it doesn't immediately kill the host, because somebody can remain latently infected for 10, 20 years before they develop disease, it's not something that you can quickly pick up and treat and prevent ongoing transmission.
Dr. Helen Fletcher, Director of the TB Centre at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
It's a silent pathogen which can stay in the community for a long time, just bubbling on in the background. But of course, if it does that in a great enough area and in a great enough number of people, it then starts to emerge as a real health problem.
One third of the world's population are estimated to be infected with TB, though in reality numbers are likely to be lower, making one weapon crucial to truly beat the disease.
What we need is a vaccine. If we could possibly stop people from getting TB in the first place, then that would really be the best approach.
To date, there has been one vaccine in use, the BCG, but its protection is limited to certain populations, and not always those that need it.
BCG does protect infants against disseminated TB if given soon after birth, and TB meningitis. As you move further away from the equator, or certainly into people who haven't been previously exposed to TB, then it can protect with an efficacy of up to 80% against pulmonary infection. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem to work against adult pulmonary tuberculosis. Adults who are coughing are the people who are transmitting the organism and causing new infection.
The obstacle lies in our immunology.
If you look at the vaccines which are used today, licensed for use today, all of those vaccines protect via the induction of an antibody response. And we are very good at making vaccines that induce protective and effective and long-lasting antibody responses. The problem with TB is that it's an intracellular pathogen. It divides and replicates within macrophages, and antibodies are circulating in our blood and they need to bind directly to the pathogen in most cases to be able to work. With TB, it's actually hidden from the immune system within one of our own cells. So there aren't any binding sites visible to antibodies. So it's effectively silent in terms of our humoral or antibody response. There is an alternative way that the immune system can work. That's through the induction of T cells. T cells can actually recognise infected cells and lyse and clear those infected cells from our immune system. T cells can also recognise tumour cells. There are similarities in terms of protective immune responses between cancers, tuberculosis, HIV, which is also inside our cells, and malaria, which is also an intracellular pathogen.
One vaccine, known as MVA-85A, brought hope in 2013.
So in both the animal laboratory and the CL3 laboratories.
MVA is modified vaccinovirus ankara. It's a virus which has had part of its genome deleted, so it can't cause an infection. what we did, or what Helen McShane did, was insert an antigen from M. tuberculosis itself into that viral vector. So you've got lots of viral proteins which provide a really strong stimulus to that innate immune response, really get those antigen-presenting cells going, and then you get that virus to express the TB antigen. So you're boosting up those innate immune cells and then giving them some antigen to present to the T cells. And so with the viral vector, you get very nice, very rapid boosting of the T cell response.
But the vaccine failed to bring results when trialled in the Western Cape of South Africa, chosen for its high rates of the disease. Vaccines were given to 3,000 infants as a booster to the BCG. But the immune response wasn't enough.
What we saw in the infants was that the immune response was lower than that of adults or adolescents or children, and certainly a lot lower than immune responses that we observe in the UK.
Dr. Fletcher won't be defeated, however, and is determined to find out just why the vaccine failed.
We collected blood samples from every infant in that trial, and what we've been able to do is to retrieve samples from those infants who didn't develop TB disease throughout the course of the trial and compare them with those infants who did develop disease. And so we're able to look for clues as to what components of the immune system might be lacking or associated with increased risk of disease. And we can use that information to feed back to designing better vaccines for the next sort of round of testing. I'm also very interested in trying to predict optimal dosing for testing in human trials. And this is something that's very routinely done in the drug world. So you will sort of build dose response curves in animals and use that to predict dose response curves in humans, but is not done at all for vaccines.
At the end of the laboratory, there's a separate room where we do our tissue culture experiments.
The World Health Organization has set a goal to end TB by 2035, and this achievement stems heavily on the arrival of a vaccine by 2025 to prevent the development of TB in those already infected and therefore prevent future transmission.
If we don't understand why our vaccine candidates haven't been working, and not just MV85A but BCG itself, we're not going to develop more effective vaccines by 2025, which is when we need them if we're to contribute effectively towards the NTB strategy. Unless we find out what these problems are now, then we're not going to have effective tools ready